Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Mike, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
All right, today you have a choice of one of three categories. Today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find on their food? The Wonderful World of Drugs. And finally today, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone used as a weapon.
I think we're going to go with drugs today.
Fine choice any day. I said that out loud.
That's how I get through the day, my brother.
Yeah. Hopped up on the good stuff right now. All right, we go to Ackworth, Georgia. A Cobb County grand jury has found a man guilty of an attack on a police officer while he was naked and high on drugs. Police got a call from the Deerfield Lodge over reports of a naked man attacking people. 37-year-old Kelly Holcomb, he'd entered one of the lodge's rooms and punched a woman in the eye and then punched another man in the face. Mike Pointer, he was in the hotel room downstairs. He says he heard the commotion, quote, heard a lot of banging around. It sounded like a scuffle. Someone was like, help, help. Well, Officer Tanisha Parlosh, she was the first to respond, and investigators say that she approached Holcomb and tried to calm him down. But instead, he attacked her. Now, authorities say Holcomb knocked out one of her front teeth, strangled her, and tried to gouge out her eyes with his thumbs before another resident at the lodge helped her get away. When backup officers arrived, Holcomb kicked one of them. They tried to restrain him. They even used a taser. None of that, of course, was successful. Again, remember, he's naked. Quote, while officers were trying to restrain the suspect, Metro EMS arrived at the scene to assist and were able to administer a sedative to calm him down. Well, he was taken to the hospital, and once he was released, he was sent to jail. Now, during his trial, he admitted to having used drugs that night, and a jury found him guilty of aggravated assault and battery on a police officer, two counts of aggravated battery, one count of aggravated assault, two counts of obstruction of an officer, one count of first-degree burglary, and one count of misdemeanor battery. That's a hell of a night.
Hell.
The question is, what drug was Naked Homie on when he went ballistic? Was he on meth? Was he on PCP? Was he on crack or was he on bath salts? So meth, PCP, crack, or bath salts.
You said Georgia?
Georgia, yes. Holcomb County.
Georgia.
Cobb
Mike,
County.
Mike, sorry. I'm going to go bath salts.
Oh, yeah. What are you thinking, Ted?
Meth.
Meth. That's always a good choice. I think I'm going to go with PCP on this one.
PCP.
Okay. What was this guy on? Meth, PCP, crack, or bath salts? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Andrew.
Wow. We just got a $5,000 donation.
$5,000?
From the Think Worldwide team.
Yeah, let's go!
We are at 61.
Oops.
We're at $61,000 for Codes for Kids.
Holy.
That is a great job, people.
Donate now at KISW.com. That is awesome. Okay. Categories, drugs on profile. This man was found guilty of attacking police while naked. He also punched other people in the face. He was obviously on drugs. Question is, what drugs was this guy on? Meth, PCP, crack, or bath salts?
And that is the very question we posed to you, Mike. And you, my friend, you went with PCP. I'm afraid it was not PCP, even though everything about that guess makes sense. Naked, hostile, hard to subdue.
Yep.
Miles Montgomery, you went with bath salts because we had PCP. That's the next one in that line. No. Ted, you went meth, which to me is the least likely. However,
oh my.
You are correct.
Wow.
Just Georgia.
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 Now for all the TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today, you have, well,
Stephen Colbert, the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
And it's right there. The time always guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In sports news, Lindsey Vonn won the World Cup downhill at 41 to start her Olympic season, while at my age, people tear their hamstrings putting socks on too fast.
Whoops. Colbert. Smith.
Colbert.
In sports news, Lindsey Vonn just won the World Cup downhill at age 41 to start. At age 41, to start her Olympic season, while at 61, I recently tore a hamstring when I put on my socks too fast.
I had to change 61.
Yeah, I just figured he's the oldest of the hosts, so he probably cracked the joke.
After 50 years, the Oscars will move from ABC to YouTube. So now you're here, and the Oscar goes to, and then have to watch a 30-second commercial for Royal Kingdom.
Fallon. Is that you, Ted?
That's Fallon.
Some entertainment news. It was just announced that after 50 years, the Oscars will soon leave ABC and air on YouTube. So now you'll hear, and the Oscar goes to, and then have to watch the 30-second ad for Royal Kingdom.
If it was mine, I would have said it would have auto-played Diplo. Denny's is launching syrup-filled sneakers. According to the press release, the limited edition sneakers are made with real Denny's syrup sealed inside the shoe. So at least if you get trapped somewhere without food, you will die knowing you will die in the dumbest shoes possible.
Colbert.
Alan.
That's Colbert.
Denny's is launching syrup-filled sneakers. According to the press release, the limited edition high-top sneakers are made with real Denny's syrup sealed inside the shoe. So at least if you get trapped somewhere without food, you know you'll die in the dumbest shoes possible.
McDonald's has released a new adult Happy Meal featuring Grinch fries. It's an adult Happy Meal because you could see Grimace's nipple on the box.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, that was me, but I was very proud of that one. You ever seen him in a shirt?
Grimace nipples.
Oh, I've seen him. Zillow just announced the most festive town in America is Santa Claus, Indiana, while the least festive is, but you said you didn't want anything Idaho.
Seth.
Yeah, Seth.
Fallon.
Finally, Zillow just announced that the most festive town in America is Santa Claus, Indiana. While the least festive is, but you said you didn't want anything Idaho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get him something. If it's a significant other.
Yeah.
Or your mother.
It's a trap.
Let's see. Has anybody in here ever been the president of their HOA?
No, negative. No, never been in an HOA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess right, because yours is technically a townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right. Mike, you got an HOA over there now?
No, Lord, no.
I just knock on the door. Hey, man, will you take my trash out? I'll be out of town Monday.
Yeah. Like, our buddy's the head of his HOA, but just like one condo building.
Yep.
But either way, I don't know. Some people like HOAs. I feel like a lot of people don't.
Sure.
Because you want to have your own display and everything.
Sure.
Well, Mila Kunis, she's upset people don't give that it's a thankless job.
But she's president of her HOA.
Correct. she says all people do is complain. All I get is complaints all day long.
What did you think it was going to be?
I agree with Mike on that. Like, look, you can think it's important, et cetera, but it's like doing parking enforcement for the cops.
Right.
We also understand the job, but like, it's thankless. No one's happy to see you. You're there to present a problem.
You obviously have time to do it.
Right.
Right.
But what do you do? Cut Family Guy and then go home and answer nasty emails?
But you only present a problem. It doesn't mean they're bad. I'm just saying, like, when the HOA is to reach out to you, it's not to say, hey, job well done, right? The only time you speak to people is when something, it's like seeing a judge. You don't go to court because something awesome happened.
Right. And the HOA, right, they don't. And I get it. That's just the job of it.
Right.
Is to, like, enforce rules and keep up the standards of the neighborhood or the building you live in.
Right.
So it's not like the HOA is just like, hey, like,
it's not good. Right. If you show up, you're not telling anyone anything positive. Of course it's thankless. Jesus Christ, man.
It is. I rented a condo for a while in a big condo building. They had an HOA.
So I would go to the meetings, and then like the third time, somebody was like, you know, you don't get to vote on anything, or your opinion really doesn't matter. And I was like, why the F am I here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, screw it.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm here just talking for the guy that owns it. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I represent the people.
All right. You know what? I'll just be honest. There's been some awful news lately.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, we're getting to Christmas, which is generally a fun time of year, but the news has not been very friendly. So I have for you guys a list of the best TV comedies of 2025.
2025. All right.
Now, some of these have been on for a while. Some of them have only been on for a year. I talked about it last Friday. Brockmire, I know, is off the air now, but I'm telling you, start watching that show. It is unbelievably funny. It's on Netflix now. Mike, did you have any new comedies you'd like this year?
New comedies, not so much. Like, did Ted Lasso have another season that came up and was killing it out there?
So he's not on the list.
How about the second series season of Tires?
You know what, Miles? That did make it, but I'm with you. The first season was okay. The second season was
great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So are you watching any new comedies?
Not that I can think of, so I'm going to say no.
All right.
Like, nothing comes to mind, so if I have, they're not memorable.
So number 10 on the list, these are the top best TV comedies 2025. You have Only Murderers in the Building.
Okay. Oh, that one's been rolling.
Right, that's season 5.
I didn't realize that was supposed to be a comedy. So my wife and I watched it.
Oh, really?
It's Steve Martin and Martin Short.
I know, but it's about murder. It's a fun show, kind of funny, but I did not realize it's specifically a comedy.
That would be a turn. Steve Martin, Martin Short, no, they're murderers. Like, stop laughing.
Right, right.
This isn't funny, man. We're killing people.
Running Point, season 1.
Never even heard of that.
No.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I haven't watched that one either. Long Story Short.
Never heard of it.
We hear it on the show all the time.
Oh, my yeah. God, no kidding.
Every time I hear it, I go, oh, no.
They'll say it to me during screening,
no.
too. Oh, long story short, and as soon as I say it, I know. Like,
lies!
We'll be here for 3 minutes. If you have to say long story short, chances are it's too long.
There's also some people, too, that will ask a question in the middle of their story,
yeah.
but they're not really asking it.
Do you know where that 76 station is down there in Anacortes?
Right.
Right,
like, right. Right one block from there.
Right, if you're telling
that
the story.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Great, and you'd be like, well, you know that 76 station. I will answer and go, yeah, I do. And then they kind of like, well, I'm not done. Well, you asked me a question.
You asked the question. And is there any relevance to that 76 station? That's the part that kills me. 99% of the time.
Has nothing to do with it.
Do I have to see exactly where it was that this went down? No.
Just say what happened. It doesn't matter where it happened.
Crime.
Yeah. There's a good car wash on the way out of town, though.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, check it out.
You know barbecue the joint. I love Anacortes. It's a fun little town.
Do you really wash your car in it, though?
I did it there. I had that car for a year before I actually ran it in there. And then I stopped at Stanwood to see Taryn, and it was filthy. Let's see. Mythic Quest. That's Mythic on Apple Quest. TV.
Again, never heard of it.
I don't have Apple.
That sounds like some sort of D&D spinoff.
It does.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like
Mythic
a comedy.
Mythic Quest.
The Studio.
The Studio.
I know the name.
Right, I heard that. Who's in that one?
I don't know. What are we watching? I mean, I know I'm watching sports.
Yeah, I watch a lot of PBS, a lot of sports, a lot of comedies.
Oh, The Studio is Seth Rogen.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
How about South Park? That a new season?
South Park didn't, but it's ironic because number one, when I get to it, has been on forever. Adults, season 1 on FX.
Adults.
Never heard of it.
Hacks.
Heard of it, but I've not. I've heard good things about it.
Is that a golfing one? I've heard of that one.
Hacks? Yeah. No, it's a. Oh man, I don't know the woman's name. You'd recognize her, the actress. I believe she's like a retired. I don't know. Like either she used to be famous and she's trying to like rekindle her career, something along those lines. I've heard it's funny, but I haven't watched it.
All right.
Now this one is massive. I know a lot of people watch it. Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, my wife watches that pretty religiously.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Like it's not knee-bustingly funny, but I chuckle.
And it's good for a network. Comedy.
It is.
It's basically the only network comedy that made it on here. Overcompensating over on Prime Video.
All right.
Is that for a guy who has a big truck? What's he do? He drives a big truck.
He just drives
around town. It's all jacked up.
And Mike knows because, frankly, his hometown is the king of it. There's a lot of chicks in giant trucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything it means they have small boobs?
No,
no
they
generally
not.
They don't. I know. Every girl I know is. I don't know.
They're intimidating.
It is big, man. Drive a truck through it.
Damn it, Miles.
I'll tell you one thing. Guy with like ridiculous giant truck,
Like, with this weather and the floods, like, he's out there flexing.
Oh, God.
Look at me. Giant truck now. Like,
and ending up on the news flooding out, but still.
All right. You made it.
7 miles a gallon, guys.
Yeah.
All right. The number one best comedy of 2025. It's been on forever. I know I used to watch it. I kind of fell off. I don't know if anybody in here watched it.
All American.
No, that's okay. A drama. Thrill, have you watched All American yet?
I have not.
All right. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, really?
All right, yeah.
They made a resurgence for number one. Let's go.
I know. That's what I was like, good for them.
Aren't they like 20 seasons deep now or something
17.
Like that?
17.
Damn.
Damn, dude. I started watching them. I think I got like 7 seasons deep, fell off, just got distracted. Not because it wasn't interesting. I just, right. I got distracted with other things. You know, oh, we got to watch this. This one's here for a limited time, blah, blah, blah. I got busy. But that show was consistently just good.
And I'm with you. I didn't stop watching this. I thought it got less funny.
Right.
I just kind of forgot about it.
Sure.
Because it's been on there. But like,
which is odd.
But are they one of those shows that occasionally takes like 2 years off between seasons? I think a lot of shows kill themselves like that, where it's like, oh, no, we're coming back for another season. You just won't see it until 2028.
Right. Relevancy is important.
It is. Right.
It's also one of those shows where you don't have to watch it in progression. There's a few things that show up that's like, oh, yeah, this is that guy from X amount of seasons ago.
Sure, a running gag or something.
Right, but for the most part, that's just good, solid, funny throughout.
Yeah, you're right. And some of the characters, it helps if you know them, but it's not like, they're so stupid that you'll laugh along. You don't have to, sure. You know what I mean? Like, you're right. There's not like a continuous running plot. Basically, each episode is almost its own plot.
Okay.
Exactly.
Other than... what's her name? The chick being like the robot. She had all the metal and everything, the metal monster or whatever, because her back was messed up when she was a kid. She's like, I'm not like that anymore.
Sweet D.
Sweet D, right? Let's see. Well, if anybody can hear my voice, obviously a lot of people tonight, if you're watching TV, you're probably watching the little Seahawks and the Rams. Oh,
they're playing tonight?
They are, Miles.
But get out of here.
Is that on right now? I totally don't have it on.
Yeah, yeah. It's right down the street. Hopefully we'll see some fireworks going off from up here so we can know if the Seahawks are actually scoring a touchdown.
On offense.
Correct. I mean, the defense could. It helped us out a couple weeks ago.
I've been saying it, man. I don't know how this one's going to shake out. You know, the Rams always have our number. They, for whatever reason, they're our bully. You know, we could have a feud with the doggone 49ers, but the Rams always seem to just have our number. They know exactly what we're going to do every doggone year.
I mean, look, I hope the Hawks win, and the Hawks have a great defense. The problem is the Hawks' defense has more offense to deal with than the Rams' defense does, right? Just based on the last couple of weeks. You know, the Hawks, they got the work cut out for them because they're facing a good offense. And who knows, maybe they explode tonight, but the Seahawks' offense, I don't think, is scaring any defenses.
Correct.
I mean, they're just not, you know. The potential is there, but...
Right, and, you know, again, I'm just one of those people, like, right, just keep running the football.
That, right. Do what works.
Especially if the weather sucks.
Right, with the weather sucking and everything else, but, yeah. And Darnold, again, like, he puts up such great numbers, but, you know, just last year, the last two games of the year, he was not very good, wasn't good in playoffs. This year, he's been great, minus that Rams game where he threw 4 picks. And also, like, sometimes, just throw the thing away.
Well, special teams won last week, so hopefully they're strong tonight.
Yeah, and I think they will be. But it also seemed like a bad omen. I saw the guy that runs my maintenance, my building.
Yeah.
This man wears Niners gear every day of the year, all year round. Dad! And I was like, what's up, Will? And he's like, man, I'm cheering for the Hawks tonight. And I was like, I don't like that. Like, I get why you are, because you don't want the Rams to run away with the West.
Right.
I also think it's absolutely ridiculous. The best season the Seahawks have had in a while. And all three of those teams are sitting at 11 wins. Nobody's even talking about the Niners.
Oh, no.
Right.
And you still have to go down there and play them.
The Niners are 10.
Or they're at 10.
Yeah.
Wins. All right.
I'm losers.
That's right. Suckers.
Well, right. And then there's the goddamn Cardinals, where it's like, are you guys even in this
division? Cardinals.
Right. It's a football team. And look, if you bench Tua, like, how much longer can Kyler Murray keep that job?
Yeah.
I don't know how he's kept it this long, man. I don't.
Well, Brissett looked good for a second.
And I hate to say it because I'm a short dude, but Jesus Christ. Outside of Drew Brees, Russell had some good years. It's just tough to throw the ball when you're a shorter quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I heard Tom Brady put it very nicely. I watched him on something, and he was just like, look, man. He's like, it just helps to be able to see over stuff.
See, oh, right. Instead of guessing that your receiver's there.
Exactly.
How do you read through your progressions if you can't see the receiver?
It's also hard to throw slants when the guys just go, ugh, knock it down.
Right.
So.
And you got to throw those giant, you know, over-arcing ones. Those are easy picks.
Yeah. But Sam Darnold, come on, man. Let's get a touchdown tonight.
Let's do it.
Throw it in the end zone. JSN is ready. One, one, one.
So, yeah, that'd be my recommendation tonight. I mean, of course, you could go over to ABC and watch the great Christmas light fight.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Thank you, Ted.
Also, Seahawks game is also on Q13 if you don't have Amazon Prime.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Baby Jesus has returned to a manger after being stolen in Gannett, PA. Meanwhile, a man who had extreme blood pressure and a stroke is told to put those energy drinks away. Doctor poisons 30 patients so he could save them and be a hero. A man who tried to open that plane door at Alaska Airlines? Absolute zero. And a 12-year-old assassin is arrested after shooting the wrong person.
Mm-mm.
Dummy. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, before we get to our top story, it is Coats for Kids Day, and this is our final segment of Coats for Kids Day. So if this is the time that you've been waiting for, the time is now. If you're in your car, pull over to the side and jump on your phone, or even better yet, if you're carpooling, give the phone to the passenger and have them go to KISW.com, follow those links to Coats for Kids Day, go down there to the donate here button that they got down there, and give anything that you can. We're trying to get as many coats on as many kids as humanly possible for this particular season. Give $1, $5, $10, however much matters to you. Go ahead, do it now. We're going to try to get that number up and see just how high that we can go. Now is the time. All right, our top story here. We go to Indiana, where a truck trailer had quite the party going on. A truck driver took a little rest at a local Pilot Travel Center, returning to his truck to find the seal on his trailer had been tampered with. He opened up the back to look to take a look and find 10 boxes that were not a part of his original haul. He investigated, cracking open the boxes to discover that they were filled with $16 million of cocaine.
Damn!
He didn't say a word, and he just drove off. He was never seen again.
That'd have been my story, yes.
He immediately...
$16 million.
$16 million. Not quite that much, Ted.
$16 million. That's a big load.
That's a haul there.
Yeah.
He immediately called authorities, who arrived and seized the shipment, labeling it as one of the biggest drug seizures in the history of the state. No suspects have been taken into custody, and the drugs have been scheduled to be destroyed.
There's a drug kingpin out there who's livid.
Yes.
In fact, you call your guys, like, you put it in the back of a truck.
Right.
And then he realized the seal was busted. I just lost $16 million worth of profit because that's the plan you guys came up with.
Right.
Yeah, if I'm them, I'm
brilliant.
Calling out from work that day, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to show up to that meeting.
Yeah.
If that's an option.
Yeah, right.
It's not really.
Yeah. Run! Ugh. You think that they were that was meant for a different trailer, and they just screwed that up?
It maybe. Either way, like I said, if you're the guy at the top, like, those guys might not be with us much longer.
Right. In other news, we go to Sweden, where a murder has occurred. The story goes that it was a drive-by shooting that resulted in the murder of a 21-year-old man. But it goes even deeper. This was no random act of violence nor vengeance. This was a calculated and organized hit job that was carried out. An unknown individual paid their hitman the equivalent of roughly $27,000 American dollars in local currency to carry out the hit. But wait, there's more. The hitman that they tasked with the job was 12 years old.
Jesus Christ.
He'd also been given a rather extensive list of multiple targets that he was tasked with wiping out. But the kicker to it all? He killed the wrong person.
Was he driving? That's my question.
Well, he's 12.
Yeah. Right. Well, he's already an assassin, so I'm just assuming he can...
I'm not saying how to hire a hitman right, but my opinion would be maybe not a kid.
Yeah, the victim had no ties with the original target, nor those that contracted the kill. Police eventually tracked down the child and took him into custody. They are currently working out that mess of a situation. They were even saying, and here's why they did it, is because they can't fully arrest a 12-year-old. They can bring him in and they can book him on the charges and they can start working that, but they can't hold him in jail just because of his age.
I mean, sadly, that's why they do it all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right? It's same thing with, like, the like corner boys and stuff. Right? You get those kids because they know they'll be back out.
Absolutely.
Jesus,
but the murder,
Christ, dude.
Like, man, that is...
Exactly. Speaking of kids, head to KISW.com to go for Coats for Kids Day and make your donations now. What's the matter, Ted? Was that a little inappropriate?
I guess. Swoosh.
What's the segue?
It's called the segue, Ted. Today is about the kids. We're helping the kids here.
Right. Hey, we feel bad for that kid.
That's right. That kid's serving a cold time in jail right now, but kids this season don't have to be cold because it's Coats for Kids Day. Head to KISW.com. Follow those links. Now is the time. We are trying to get as much credit for our show as humanly possible. So
that's right.
If you could do that now, if you wanted to donate in honor of our show and to get our numbers up as high as we can, please go to KISW.com right now if you can. If you can't, pull over and then do so safely. That's all I'm going to say there. Follow the links for Coats for Kids Day and make those donations. We should have a total for you here in the near future. Over to France, where the bigger they are, the harder they fall. A man once hailed as the star anesthetist of the area had just been sentenced to life in prison for his conduct on the job. It turns out that he manufactured complications during surgery by poisoning those in his care, or more accurately, in the care of colleagues that he was feuding with. Positioning himself as the rescuer of the situation, allegedly seeking to showcase his resuscitation skills and satisfy some sick desire of power.
Come on.
He's alleged to have poisoned 30 patients in his endeavor, actually killing 12, varying in ages between 4 and 89 years old.
Jesus, man.
After his antics were discovered, he was arrested and now will face a life of imprisonment. Look. There's coworkers that I've worked with that I haven't liked. There's coworkers that I have thought bad things about.
Sure.
You don't actually put people in harm to make them look bad.
Yeah, agreed.
I feel like that's just a good little code of conduct.
You would think it is, but the fact that you have to say it tells you. A lot of doctors and medical people in the news lately doing stupid crap.
Mm-hmm. Kidding, man. But just in case, we'll start with a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Jesus has returned to Pennsylvania.
What?
Oh, wow.
Or more accurately, has been returned. Video surveillance was shared of a group of ne'er-do-wells in a small city southeast of Pittsburgh that decided to make off with a key piece of the local nativity scene, baby Jesus himself. They put the all call out to the residents to speak up if they see anything, urging them to return the piece to the scene as it was donated to the people of the city by a local family. Immediately following an interview with one of the members of said family, baby Jesus was actually discovered near the nativity scene, having been returned by someone. They're hoping that somebody close to the thieves urged them to return it, but they were just happy to be complete once again. No word on if charges will be filed.
My buddy Greg, he lives there. He's a bit of a card. I got to reach out. Hey, man, was it you?
What'd you do out
there,
man?
Did you snatch baby Jesus? I know you and your buddies got drunk and you took baby Jesus.
Did you steal Jesus?
Jesus, come on, man. You're in your 50s.
That's just such a bad form.
Get it together.
You know, it's already bad to steal things. It's like, you don't feel any sort of like, maybe we shouldn't do this. If you're stealing baby Jesus.
Until you've been to Jeanette, there's nothing to do. There's absolutely nothing to do.
I mean, it's got to be just kids, teenagers messing around.
This buddy of mine, when he was in high school, he and his buddies, they burned down the gas station because they had nothing to do.
Jesus,
they didn't mean to, but it ended up blowing the whole thing up.
With that, Men's Room Sports. Given that tomorrow is our end of the year spectacular, that makes this my final news broadcast of the year, so I'm going to go as far ahead as makes sense at this portion. As Ted said earlier, the Seahawks have 3 games remaining this year starting tonight for Thursday Night Football. I'm not watching it right now. Do not send me spoilers, please. Next Sunday, we face the Panthers for a 10 a.m. start, and we wrap up the season on Sunday, January 4th against the 49ers. As of now, that time is still to be determined. Ton of chances to catch the Kraken over the holidays. Fun fact, they're actually playing the Calgary Flames tonight, and that will be the last game while we are on the air here in 2025, and they will play the Calgary Flames once again on the day that we begin broadcasting again in 2026.
Huh.
So we leave and come back with the same feud going on there.
We're working on the fundamentals there, boys.
Oh, no kidding, dude. You've also got college football playoffs throughout the break, college hoops, NBA basketball, and a whole lot more on the broadcast channels and ESPN. As far as your weather, it's not looking too bright, literally. There's a significant chance of rain throughout the remainder of the year with a slight reprieve tomorrow and Tuesday, but the chances are above 50% throughout the weekend and float between 50 to 60% throughout the remainder of the year. So do what you can to stay dry out there. One more time, head to KISW.com, follow the links to Coach for Kids Day, make any donation that you can, any dollar counts. We appreciate you all so very, very much for helping us make the success. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. Let's see here. We'll see you next time for the end of the year spectacular.
Yes, indeed.
Coats for Kids, KISW.com. Jolene up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this, bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.